Good afternoon. Welcome to our English service. My name is Hiroshi Horikawa. I'm a senior pastor of this church. We have two more pastors for English service. Both of them are not here today. And, fortunately or unfortunately. Well, this afternoon I'd like to read 1 Kings chapter 19. I am a professional counselor. Somebody might not know. So I do counseling, and also I'm working for a school counselor, junior high and elementary school in Hiroshima City. And the scripture I read this afternoon is my basic idea of how to treat the people who are mentally damaged. So let me read 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 18. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. I think everybody knows the story, right? So one chapter before, that is the battle between Elijah and the prophets of Baal and Baal and Asherah. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he became to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came to a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they were trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel, Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not been bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouth have not kissed him." Amen. This is very impressive story. This happened right after, as I said, the famous story, the battle between Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal plus 400 prophets of Asherah. Amount 850 prophets, evil gods prophets. But Elijah prayed, so God sent the fire on the altar. And after that, Elijah killed all of the prophets of Baal and Asherah, which was the victory, you know, total victory of Elijah and Jehovah. Oh, he was some kind of... Thank you. Maybe I pulled the cable. But after that, verse 1 said, Ahab told Jezebel. Ahab was a king. He reported what happened on Mount Carmel to his wife, Jezebel. She was one of the worst wives in the Bible, I think. Maybe the worst one. But Jezebel was the daughter of Tyre, the next country of North Israel. And her father's name is kind of son of Baal or Baal worshiper or something. So Ahab get married with a daughter of next country's king's daughter, and her father is a Baal's worshiper, you know. So Jezebel brought Baal worship. Of course, Baal worship was a local religion or local worship in that that area. But Jezebel was so eager, you know. So she built a temple of Baal in Samaria, is the capital of North Kingdom. But Elijah killed 850 prophets. So husband Ahab told her wife Jezebel, "Hey, Jezebel, Elijah killed the prophets." So when heard that news, Jezebel said, she was so upset, you know, she was so angry, and said, "Okay, by this time of tomorrow, if Elijah's head and body are still stick together, the gods will punish me," which means she wants to cut head and body by the time of next day. When Elijah heard that story, Elijah was afraid. Bible said Elijah was afraid. Why he was afraid? He won the battle on the Mount Carmel. He killed the 850 prophets. He saw the fire came down from the heaven to the altar, right? Why he was afraid? He should have said, "Come on, Jezebel. I can bring down the fire or rain and anything upon you. Our God is the only God. Baal is not a god. I can fight." But Elijah was not. He was afraid and ran for his life. He was so afraid. "Oh, Lord, I have to run." And he ran into the Judah's desert. He was in the North Kingdom, right? North Kingdom. So he ran down to the South Kingdom and far south, you know. And it's hard to reach. Why he was so afraid and run? And if Elijah came to my office today and he said, "Counselor, I'm so afraid. I want to run." And I ask, you had a big victory yesterday, right?" "Yes, but I'm afraid." And maybe I'll say, "Okay, you are burnout syndrome. You work too hard." Because you're a battle on the Mount Carmel was so severe and so hard, so you're so fatigued, you know, you're so tired, so you had no energy to come to Jezebel, so you need to rest. It's a burnout syndrome. Elijah went to day's journey into the desert without a servant, and he came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. And he said, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. Lord, take my life." This is what? Wish for committing suicide. Wish to die. This is the symptom of depression. So he was burnout syndrome and depression. Typical type, you know. So many of the burnout syndromes people getting into depression. Lost the hope of live. So he said, Elijah said, Lord, take my life. I'm not better than my ancestors. He lost his confidence. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not better than the ancestors. He was good, right? Yeah. He killed 850 Baal's prophets. You did a good job. Elijah, pump up. You're a good prophet. Go back and fight. Nobody was there, and nobody said so. And he lay down under the tree and fell asleep because he was so tired. Many of the depression people or burnout syndrome people has a kind of this, you know, maybe two lost their power to live. So for, but maybe for, I don't know, Bible doesn't say how long he was sleeping, but after for sleeping for hours, the angel touched him and said, get up and eat. So after this, God's treatment, God's counseling started. How? He brought the food. What kind of food he brought? What the Bible said. A cake of bread baked over hot coals. A cake of bread over hot coals, which means, you know, fresh, you know, right after baked, hot bread, not the cold, like leftover bread. God sent the angel and brought a very sweet, maybe, and good bread. And water. Water is very important. Water is very important for the people, the mental damaged people. Sometimes they lost their balance, water balance, and nerve balance. So they need food and water. So God brought food and drink, the water. So Elijah took the bread and had water. And what? He ate and drank and lay down again. And he sleep. He went sleep. Again. Because he was tired, fatigued. And after that, angel came again and brought a cake of bread baked over hot coals and jar of water. Again, good food and water. You know, this is a treatment. You know, God did not say anything to Elijah for this time, right? Just bring food and water and sleep. We have good medicines for depression or other kind of mental disease now, but food, water, and sleep is the best medicine. Medicine helps them to sleep, helps them to eat, helps them to work, but the most important, the best treatment is sleep. Rest. But for now, if they sleep for ear or respiratory ear, they lost their jobs, so they have to go back to their job. They need medicine, but basically, rest is the best medicine. Food, water, rest. God showed how to treat the people who damaged her mentally damaged, because He created our hearts. He knows how to treat. And after eat and drink, the angel said, he got up and ate and drank, strengthened by that food.
He tired. He was tired. He fatigued. He lost his energy. But by food and water and rest, make him strong again.
And he traveled 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow, it's a long walk. But walk is very important, especially for depression people. Yeah. My patient, I said, for especially the depression people, I asked them to have a walk regularly. Walk and sunshine is very important. Not 40 days, 40 nights, though. Like this. But walk is very important because the brain has some disease, brain but also their bodies are in a reluctant to move, you know. So I ask them to walk little by little. 30 minutes a day or an hour a day. It's very important. It's very important. So Lord, God gave her a walk, kind of long, but bring him into where? Horeb. Horeb is the mountain of God. This is very important too. This is moved treatment, you know. Elijah was so afraid of Jezebel, so God bring him far away from Jezebel and bring him into the place of God, which is the safest place. So he can relax, you know. He should not be afraid of Jezebel, because this is the place of God. Even Jezebel cannot come. God protect him. So at that moment, finally, Lord speak to Elijah. What did he say to him? What the Lord said to Elijah. Hey, Elijah, you have the prophets, right? Go back to your country and fight against Jezebel. That is your job. No. Lord said what? What are you doing here, Elijah? What kind of question? What are you doing here? Lord knows, right? He knows what I'm doing here. Right? Yeah, because he brought him to the Horeb. But the Lord asked him, what are you doing? This is the first question of counselor to the patient. What are you doing? We know, but ask them, what are you doing? How are you? Is there any problems? Something weird to you? And what are you doing? And he called his name. Elijah. In the Bible, not so many people are called by their names. If you read carefully in your Bible, God does not call their names. Not so many. But this time, Lord God called Elijah, his name. And he replied. Elijah was trying to kill, want to die, but after good food and drink and sleep and walk, now he recovered a little bit so he can talk. So he replied, what? I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. It's complaining. Eh? Complaining to the Lord. God is ready to accept his complaint. And what the Lord said, what are you telling, Elijah? You won the victory on the Mount of Carmel. You know, you killed 850 prophets. I'm the God. I'm with you. Why are you so complaining to me? Lord said, what? Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord is about to pass by. He said, okay. Come and see me. That is what God said. Okay, come and see me. First, the great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. Hard wind came to the mountain, but the Lord was not in the wind. And next, the earthquake happened, but the Lord was not there. And fire happened, but the Lord wasn't there. What these three things means. There, all these powers, you know, Elijah wanted. You know, he wanted to show God's power to the people. But the Lord said, I'm not in that kind of wind or fire or earthquake. Finally, Lord showed himself how? Gentle whisper. Gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. When wind came, or earthquake, or the fire, Elijah was afraid, and he was in the cave. But when the gentle voice heard, he came out and cave, was humble, and to ready to see the Lord. But at that moment, what the Lord said, what are you doing here, Elijah? The same sentence, same question, same question. Still, God is ready to hear. God did not say anything. This is the attitude of counselor. This is what I'm learning. As a counselor, I want to be like this. I want to say anything,
You know, I want to say many things to the clients and patients. You know, you should do this and do this and do this. But I want to be like God's God, you know, like Him. As a counselor, what are you doing? And what the Elijah said. He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord, blah, blah, blah. The same, exactly the same things he said first and second time. The same thing. Just complaining. But after two times, twice complaining, God did not blame him. God did not blame him, or even he did not encourage him. That very, weird. Why God did not encourage him? Elijah, you're okay. You're a good prophet. You know, go back to your country. But the Lord did not encourage him, never blame him. And what the Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to desert of Damascus and anoint Hazael king over Aram. Aram is the northern country of north kingdom of Israel. And anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king of Israel. And anoint Elisha. Lord said, Elijah, anoint king of Aram, anoint king of Israel, and anoint the next prophet, Elisha. Which means, okay, your job was done. You did a good job, but your next job is you appoint or anoint the one who succeed your job. That is only one you will do. But finally, God said, yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and all whose mouth have not kissed him. You said you're the only one who are left, but I left 7,000 more. You are not alone. You're not alone. You have more people with you. So this is the treatment to Elijah. Elijah is one of the biggest prophets in the Old Testament, but still he was burned out and depressed and lost his confidence. But at the time, Lord treated him well, gently, and recovered him. And never blamed, even did not encourage him, but give him a job he can do. So this is what I said I said, as a counselor, I want to learn the skill the Lord treated Elijah. So also we can learn from story how to deal with the people who are mentally diseased or damaged. What if your friends or family are mentally damaged? What you do? Bring a good food, sweet, fresh water. Give him a rest, which means help them. Help them. You know, reduce their responsibility. Reduce their job. Give them a time to rest. That is very important. Do not encourage with your words.
you're okay, or, you know, it's going to be fine, or, you're a good guy, or be strong, courageous as a Christian. No, 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 no. You should not say so. If you want to say something, what do you say? What are you doing? Or are you okay? Just ask. And our Lord, our God, the creator of our hearts, He knows how to treat our hearts. So ask Him. Ask Lord how to help your friends or family. And Lord does never blame or never criticize the people who have damaged mentally, because God knows our heart is weak, you know, our hearts are weak. Even Elijah was damaged. Even the prophet burned out and depressed. So if you have some mental problems or disease, you know, God knows. So God created your heart. God knows your how hard your situation is, and God is with you and calls your name. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your treatment to Elijah. And through this story, we know that you are the God who created our hearts, and you know how to treat our hearts, Lord. And thank you so much. You're gentle to us, and your treatment is perfect. Lord, if our friends and families or ourselves is mentally damaged, Lord, show us how to treat and give us wisdom. Give us love that you have to the people, Lord. Thank you so much this time. We have this Bible and this story, and we can learn more, and we can treat better by learning this word, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.